Hello, this is Sandra again for our Very Good at Dreaming podcast. On my kitchen table, I have a new guest. Her name is Vicky van Deemter. It's a typical Dutch name, maybe. We'll hear about all of that in a second. And she is an aroma and flower remedy therapist. A very passionate one also, I might add. I let Vicky do the talking because there's a lot to tell about herself and about her aromas and her therapies. So, Vicky, welcome in the Very Good at Dreaming podcast. So nice for you to be my guest. Can you tell us, me and the listeners, something about you as a person and, of course, about your business?
Well, thank you very much for inviting me here. And I really feel very grateful to be here on your table podcast. And, as you mentioned, I'm an aroma flower therapist, and I live now here for 5 years in the Algarve. And I'm very passionate about my work. I am an official certified aromatherapist. I think it's very important these days to mention that. I really have to learn to mention that.
Yeah.
And I did my accreditation 6 years ago, and it was in the same time when I moved to Portugal, because now I'm here for five. I'm now in my 6 year living here in the Algarve, and I love to work with people. And I always say, with my work, what I'm doing, I put nature between me and my clients. That's what I do. So.
And why this field of business? Why the aroma and flower therapy? Was there something that always drawn you to that, or?
Well, when I mentioned to my husband, like, I see a beautiful teaching coming around aromatherapy, and he said, that's exactly something for you. I said, why? He said, well, you always sniff at everything.
Okay.
I said, oh my God, that's true.
Yeah. You do it without knowing.
Exactly. Yeah. Unconsciousness.
Yeah.
When I'm making my dinner, I don't clock the time, but I smell at the food. I can see at the structure when it's ready.
Yeah.
But when I buy a shirt, I smell at the shirt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. If it's this is good. So yeah.
But then you smell the fabric or?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. How it's, if it's not too chemical and if it's smelling nice and soft and. Yeah, that's a thing.
Okay.
So, and what I had is, I always worked with people. I worked in the IKEA business for 20 years. And I was a people manager there. And I've trained there a lot of people. And I always felt a little bit sorry that I could not give them something extra to take care of.
Yeah.
When we trained them on
something
the skills.
Personal.
Yeah, and to make it personal, to go to the deeper layers. That's what I have.
And so it all began in your childhood already, this smelling urge?
Well, yes, in a way, I was always playing around, and I was always busy with picking up flowers, making them nice, putting them in how you say that, in the big plates, when I was with my friend, when we were younger. And yeah, it was a kind of attraction, but that was in the beginning. And then I really went away from it because I started studying, I went into business.
You do the sensible thing.
That's it, yeah. Like the way we are or like how you say that?
Programmed.
Exactly. And that's where I decided 6 years ago to go away from that and turning my life around and really diving into the study. So
yeah. And you also, at that point, you also made a decision to go to Portugal.
Yes, I was. My husband asked me one day, Vicky, if you could live under the sun, where would you like to live? And I said, Portugal, straight away. Because I lived here already 30 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And I came here as a teenager, 26 years old,
mm-hmm.
and I worked on the in Carfuero, and I worked on a Cramacho course,
okay,
the golf course, and there was no house built yet in that time. And I lived there for 2 years, and sometimes I went back to Holland to see my family, of course, and mm-hmm. my lovely mother. And there I met my husband, who I'm now married with.
He was a golfer.
And he was not a golfer. He was the best friend of my youngest brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And, well, long story short, I fell in love, and he fell in love with me. And he came to visit me here 30 years ago.
And fell in love with Portugal.
And that's the way we traveled around. And then when you ask me that question, we make the decision to do it.
Okay.
And so I took first the sabbatical of IKEA.
Yeah.
It was a very nice way to look how it feels here for me.
Yeah.
And now I'm here.
And then you started already the aroma therapy.
Yeah, I did sessions. It already. I started that. I had to, when I was living here, I had to fly back a few times, once a month, to do the course.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to write my script about it. And it was. I'm very proud of myself that
yeah,
I did it.
I think
and
you
I really
should
went
be.
Through the whole road.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it makes me very, very happy.
Yeah.
The way to
I can
work.
Tell. I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, getting back to you mm-hmm. as a person, who are you? Who is Wiki? Not just the aromatherapist, but you have more sides to yourself.
Well, I'm Wiki and I'm 60 years old. And I'm feeling very fortunate to live here. I like to play. I love to do my yoga. I love to eat healthy foods.
Mm-hmm.
That's
why you look so good.
I have to learn to take compliments.
It's true, listeners. See, there's not a lady of 60 sitting in front of me. It's more like, well, if you say 50, then you believe it as well.
I take this in. Thank you very much, Sandra. So I like to do my yoga and I'm into padel now. That's also
very
nice.
Popular here in this area.
Yeah. It's original from Spain is mm-hmm. the sport coming, but it's really gearing up here in Portugal.
Yeah.
And I love that. And I love to be with people. I would love to be outside, busy, active with my body and meeting people. And it's also good for my business. So then I can try to sell something here and there.
It's a win-win situation.
It's a win-win, but I love it. So, yeah, and I like to cook. And I've, of course, because I can divide my work over the 7 days in a whole week. So I'm very flexible in my time.
Yeah. So. And you have people coming to your practice or do you go to your clients or how does it work?
Yeah, I have different ways how I can work. So I can do individual sessions, but I also give sessions. For example, I had 2 weeks ago a mother with her two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
She came. She gave the present to her daughters. I can go to on the location. I can bring my suitcase full with aromas and my oils.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can journey through the suitcase and then you can make your own blends.
Yeah.
I can work to the B&Bs where guests are. Are they if they want to have a nice to prepare their own body oil?
Yeah.
So we can do that. In healthy centers, in yoga groups, I can work with aromas, and that's very flexible.
Yeah,
and it's something I didn't know when I started. Because I started 5 years ago and then a year later the lockdown came. So
mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, then my creativity was really like, okay, I cannot go to the healthy centers anymore and the wellness centers. How am I going to do this? And then I had to start working online. So I did some Zoom meetings.
How does it work with Zoom?
Yeah, it's...
It's very different, I think, because you can literally not smell.
No. So what I invent then, I made a post on social media and then I offered a package and I sent that package to the people or I could deliver it or I could send it to Holland because I have clients in the Netherlands and in Belgium. And then I sent the package to them and then we start in front of the screen. they start mixing and matching.
Oh, wow,
and
yeah.
Before, I sent them an aroma matrix with all the secrets in it. And they make the choice about
what they do.
Yeah. Where do you resonate with?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it made me so creative.
Yeah.
And it was for me really in the beginning, it was a struggle because working in IKEA, it's a beautiful company and they deliver you all the tools to work with the people in the environment.
Yeah.
And then suddenly I was an aromatherapist and I had my beautiful suitcase full with oils.
Yeah.
And I knew I want to blend and I knew I want to meet people. But then through the time, I developed a lot of different ways to get the oils and the remedies, the flower remedies, to the people.
Yeah. But that's a good thing that from COVID, that it gives more other creative thinking to the people.
Yeah. And more from the inside out. More, I think, for me, it's more humbleness.
Yeah, because I think that the need is different. The need was different in us in COVID time than it is now.
Yeah.
Because now we're getting back in the red race and doing stuff because we need to do that. And there, in that time, you had a different need.
Exactly.
I think.
And that's why I always hear myself say, sometimes people, and they mean it in a good way, oh, but Vicky, don't you have to do this and that? And I'm like, yeah, but then I'm start to being over commercial.
Yeah.
I want to grow organic.
Yeah.
Because my work, I cannot push it around.
No, not that's true. No.
I want to honor the nature. And that's what I'm
doing. It's I think this is really interesting. I can listen to you all day, but we only have half an hour. So you chose, when you came here, you chose Ferragudo to live.
Mm.
Was it a choice or did you come here on just we're going somewhere and we look where we are ending?
No, it was really, I moved from Amsterdam 28 years ago, longer already, to Belgium, near Maastricht. And from that point on, we made here, we put some advertising. But I knew already that I wanted to live in the area here, between Carrefourero and Oriage.
Mm.
That was the spot where we want to live. And we find a house in the Campo, in Messiguera Grande, near Figuera. And we lived there now for 5 years. And then, but there came a situation around, and now we move to another place. And how lovely, in Ferragudo.
Yeah.
And I feel very, with my husband, very fortunate that we are going to live here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so good living here.
Yeah. So for me and my husband, it was a normal choice to, this is the area. And sometimes we explore outside of that area. But that feeling is so different.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. No, that's true. I have the same, and I hear people saying also that there is something here that you cannot find anywhere else.
No.
There's something in the air or something in the ground or I don't know what it is. It gives a lot of energy and the vibe is really different.
Yeah. It's really, I feel very safe.
Yep.
There's a lot of things because I think it's an international community, you make very easily contact with people.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm really, feel lucky.
Yeah. So because you're moving in March, I think.
We hope the end of March we can settle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then we're part of the international entrepreneurs community here. Well, I am too. I'm so lucky too. I love it here. And did you always wanted to be an entrepreneur when you were young and you were starting with the aromas? Did you always wanted a business to make a business out of it? Or you said, okay, well, it's a hobby and I see where it takes me, but.
No, starting this, I knew I wanted detached from the life I lived in the way because I don't know if you can say that about yourself, but I worked very hard within the company and it did a lot of things with me.
Yeah.
And then I grow up, get older, working on myself. Starting that study also did a lot with me, of course.
Yeah.
And then I saw it crystal clear. I want to continue
and
working with
business.
People.
Yeah.
But being, and it is an like the word aromatherapy. Mm-hmm. And I always think people working very hard on themselves. So I always say I bring it in a gentle way, in a playful way, but with a message.
Yeah.
And that's what so I knew from the beginning, yeah, I want to continue working. I want to continue working with people, but I put the nature in between. That's what I always say.
Yeah.
And that's nice. And I think these days, yeah, it's needed. It's so much needed. We have to, I mean, the oils bring the people to the deeper layers of themselves, mm-hmm. but in a gentle way, because I think everybody knows the way they work on themselves.
Yeah. And do you also think that this helps to keep people grounded?
Exactly, because you have a range of aromas. You have basic hard head nuts, and they all resonate on a different way.
Mm.
But I think that your own constitution, your own cell, your own physical knows exactly what you need.
Yeah.
We know what we need and what is good for us.
Yeah.
And if we do it or not, that's our own choice.
Yeah. But you have to recognize that. You can know, but you also have to recognize and act on it, of course.
Yeah. And the form I found working with oils really grow organic. Mm. Really, because I get my suitcase where I work with from my husband, and he was empty. And he said, Vicky, here's the suitcase. And I said, what I'm going to do with that suitcase 5 years ago? He said, you're going to fill it up with oils. Okay. So growing in that. And when I work with people, they start smelling. And a sense is a recognizing, is a memory, is doing something with
yeah.
you. But in the here and now, your constitution is so different.
Yeah.
And then you start smelling it. And then you like it or you don't like it.
Yeah.
And you find your own fragrance, your own palette, your own profile of senses. We put it in the bottle.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to share with you the secrets. And I can say now, after 6 years, it's spot on.
Yeah. And do you think that that your clients have changed from when you started and now?
Well,
because the world has changed. I think people's mindset has changed.
Mm-hmm. But I feel very fortunate in the time where we live in, because I always say to my friends, I feel so fortunate because now it looks like the world is speaking the language that they can understand what I want to bring with the oils mm-hmm. and the remedies. And
it's more acceptable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because in the past, I was also doing my thing and having my conversations. And sometimes people say, yeah, but it's not true. Or they were in a discussion with you. And I don't go there.
Mm.
It's okay. So now I can bring it with my oils and my flower yeah. remedies.
You can show it and you can let them
yeah.
experience it.
Yeah. And what I think is a big compliment, because when I work with you, I say, this is it. And we say goodbye, but they come back.
Yeah.
And that's a compliment for me.
Yeah, it is.
They come back. And even in the Netherlands or in Belgium, they call me, they add me. And that's very, that's for me the compliment.
Yeah. And here is your clientele, Dutch or Belgium or also from Portugal, local people.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not good in my Portuguese, but I'm trying, I'm learning, I'm not afraid to speak it. I even, when I'm on the markets with my products, I also do that
mm-hmm.
to bring it on a different way. And of course, Portuguese people are there and I'm really diving into it. And then it's like Portuguese, a little bit English, and it's a really nice way.
And do they respond differently than Dutch or
No, I think customers. I attract a type of client.
Yeah.
And sometimes they ask me like, is this an oil for a diffuser? And then I say, no, it's much more important to put it on your body.
Yeah, on your body.
And then
yeah.
Most of the time I have the conversation and the click and I can
yeah.
make the contact.
Yeah. So is it nicer to work here now than from the Netherlands?
Yeah, I feel, well, I combine it.
Mm-hmm.
But working from this place, it makes me, how you say that? I feel very stoor,
tough.
I feel
energetic.
Energetic, yeah. I feel like, oh, wow.
Yeah, because the vibe here is so different and you can feel it also in your own creativity.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's much more grounded here.
Yeah.
Your environment is much more calmer. So it really keeps me attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, no, I'm really, no, this is the good ground to do my job, to do my work. Yeah. And sometimes I travel to Belgium. I do some events. I do that as well because I take my aromas in my suitcase. I all figured it out.
Yeah.
And it works also very nice.
Great.
Yeah.
Good to hear. Good to hear. So for the next 2 years, where is Vicky then? As a person and as an entrepreneur?
Well, in 2 years, I'm still in Portugal.
Of course.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I made a year ahead plan. And I love to make my own aroma card deck. That's what I want to do, so people can really start working with them also in a different way from their home. So I have a lot of plans to roll out, but the card decks are very important. I'm still living here and enjoying the healthy life I live here.
Yeah.
With my hubby husbands and my friends here.
Yeah, well, that's the best thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes going back to my country and see my other friends and family. So, no, that's... And I take it step by step. That's for me very important.
So you have a one-year plan.
Yeah, that's the one-year plan. Yeah.
So when we speak to each other next year, the same time, you have a card deck.
I have a card deck. Yeah. I'm going to bring that. And we're going to,
We're doing a sequel on the podcast.
Okay, that's good.
Where do you stand after a year?
Yeah.
And is there something, because you've been coming here to Portugal for a long time already, is there something you want to see different in Portugal or in Ferragudo? Is there something that you experienced in the last years that you think, okay, they could do that much better?
Well, I'm not going to do the cliche, what I hear everybody about. I like to say, I would love that they do a little bit more about the roads.
Yeah. Oh, that's the thing. Yeah.
And some places take more responsibility about the heritage. I mean, in the north, they do beautiful things. But I think down here, there's in certain areas, they could do more about giving it a boost of painting and taking care of some.
So let the history,
the heritage
speak for themselves.
Yeah.
So how could they do that here in this village, for example?
Well, maybe because that's the way I feel it, but maybe it's a community. Maybe to support each other in that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you had the mayor in your podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, make a plan.
Yeah.
Try to do something because I feel so welcome with the Portuguese people.
Mm-hmm.
And we are with an international community. Why not make that? That's what I would really...
Okay. Well, maybe we can set that up.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, Vicky, we're almost at the end of our podcast.
Oh, wow.
I always ask my guests for something inspiring to say or something to tell our listeners, what they can take with them after listening to this podcast.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for inviting me.
Well, you're very welcome.
And I always say, please keep it healthy and full of love in your own environment, in your own tribe, in your own circle. Hmm. And then we can all grow together and meet.
Yeah. Well, that's a good inspirational thought.
Yeah.
And where can people find you? So if they say, okay, this is really interesting, where can they find you?
Well, you can find me on Instagram under my name, Vicky W, not the V from Vicky, but the W from Willem. You can find me on Instagram, on Facebook. I have my website, www.aromaflowerhealing.com. I have an aroma web boutique on it, so you can order some small things to get in touch. It's all hand, yeah, it's all handmade by myself, blended.
And where can they find you in the flesh? So, do you have like a something where you can where you go for the next in the next coming months?
Let me see.
Markets or something. Or...
The markets in Lagos is a market. I will be there. And markets in Carforero, I will be there. It will come by on my Facebook page and Instagram. I always post it there. And for the time being, no. It's more a personal way. I'm going to do a moon session in the 7th of March. Diana from Let's Connect organized that. So we're going to do that. I'm there with my aromas. So the best way is to the famous channels.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Vicky, for being my guest. It was, for me, it was very inspirational. And thank you for my own personal aroma.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah. I already get creativity all around me when I smell it. So I think that was also the meaning of this aroma.
Yes.
Well, listeners, if you well, you know now where to find Vicky, just go to her website or to her social media channels. And well, of course, I hope that you've liked this podcast. And I'll keep listening, and we'll speak to each other very soon again. Well, ciao, ciao. Thank you.